Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Okay, while you are praying for a person to change, yet do not have access to preach to that person, can change happen to that person just by prayers? Yes. Listen carefully. If you ask this question, it can happen. Or should I tell you yes and no? This is what I mean. Prayer is so powerful. Prayer is so powerful. Hallelujah. Prayer is so powerful. You know what prayer will do? Don't calculate it. Just rely on God. It's just like Matthew 6. Take no thought by saying, how shall these things be? Know that you have a Father in heaven. So just say, Father, I thank you because you are my Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I declare in the name of Jesus that by your power, you will make my Father to become born again. In the name of Jesus. You have done your own part. God will cause somebody to speak to him. He may be on his phone. He'll just hear one preacher. Don't think it must be through you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Prayer will arrange the hearts. That ground that the seed of God will fall into. It will till it and make it fertile for the word of God. Suddenly he's just hearing, maybe it is you, maybe it's not you. But at the end, he will give God the praise through your life. You see, one thing with prayer is this. People may not even realize who God used to bless them. But at the end of it, God will somehow reward your labor of prayers. Whether directly or indirectly. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I've prayed for people before that became married. Two of them. They were mocking them in the barracks. They were old. Getting old. And when people were mocking them, I just had this compassion to pray for two of them. They never knew I was praying for them. Two of them today are married. They married like 5 to 6 years ago. Amen? One thing I observed with two of them is that they like me so much, they don't know why. Till today, they follow me. Till today, they message me. I never told them I pray for two of them. But they just feel this connection. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's how God rewards it. They may not, your father will just know that some sort of, my transformation has to do with Sonny. Some sort of. He does not see you, he's not seeing when you prayed for him. And of course, the focal point as regards your prayer, your question, God will always use a word. It may not be directly through you, but what caused it to happen? Prayer. As you prayed, God's power went and made it possible for somebody to speak the word. And what? It to get to his heart. Remember, I told you there are two ways of causing God's word to enter somebody's heart. If you read the parable in Matthew 13, when the seed was sown, the sower did not mind the heart. He just sowed the seed. Alright? That is why you should not consider somebody's look before you preach to the person. Just preach to the person. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The sower just sowed. The sower there is God. He just preached to any kind of persons he saw. And of course, he now told us the state of their heart is why the seed was not germinating or germinated and did not grow. But do you know we have, there's something we can do that will cause, there's something we can do that can cause those seeds to germinate? It's called prayer. There are some people you have been speaking to them. Maybe this person asking this question, you've been preaching, your family members are not hearing you. But you've been preaching, the seed has been sown already. The next thing that remains is what? The ground of their heart. You can pray God's power into their heart to till the ground. There's what we call irrigation. Can you remember irrigation? What is irrigation? The artificial supply of water, isn't it? The Bible says, out of our belly shall what? Jesus said, as the Father has life in himself, so does what? Do you know consciously you can speak life into somebody's life? The Bible says, although dead, they are walking. You can speak life. As you are speaking life into their heart is becoming tilled. Irrigation is happening in the spirit. And suddenly, you know, there are some people you speak to, they just become born again. Some you speak, the seed is there. Nothing happens because of the state of their heart. Some rocky ground, the grounds of their heart have thorns. But as you speak God's word,
as you are prophesying and as you are praying, you are removing what's that plant the Bible called it? No. Thorns. You remove the thorns. You plug it out by the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Ken Hagin spoke about one of his brothers. He has been preaching to the man, but the man kept on smoking. He kept on praying. One day, the Lord told him he's done. The guy came to his home. The guy started just repenting on his own. By himself, the guy was just praying. Ken Hagin now said, I didn't observe that you went out to smoke today. He said, why? Then suddenly, as we were going out, the guy perceived somebody smoking and started vomiting. He literally started vomiting. The same person that loved to smoke is now vomiting. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What happened? The seed of God's word got into his heart immediately and changed him into another person. That's why I said you don't change with time. You change with what? Very important. If it seems as if time is the factor for the change, listen carefully. Because sometimes it's not looking as if time is a factor. It is because the heart has not been worked upon for the seed of God's word, which is light, to find full expression. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Immediately the seed gets into that heart, that person will become a new person. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Guard your heart with all, for from it flows what? And that's why I warned you against worldly music. If you listen to them, you are, you know, science says the easiest way for an information to get into somebody else's heart without interference is through sound, through music. For instance, there's a definition I'll never forget in my life. Because my physics teacher taught me this thing I'm saying to you people today, Mr. Ado. He said when they were in boarding school, they used to sing formulas. They'll just be singing it in Hausa, their favorite music. They'll just use it to form. He said he knows a lot of formulas by the reason of that song, those songs. So he said he wants us to use that principle in this class today. Then I said, who knows how to sing? Everybody shouted, Simon. So he said, I should stand up and define linear expansivity. Is it linear expand what? I said it well, right? What, which is what? Can you remember it? Increase in height per degrees rise in temperature. Some of you even know it because I've been singing it here. So he said, increase in height per degrees rise in temperature. I was just singing and everybody was singing with me. Do you know that question was the easiest in exams? Why? Because we use music to what? Assimilate. Put it in our heart. You just sit down and somebody say, then go feel it. Then go. Something that you naturally not say. There's this guy that sings stupid things very well. Flavor. One time, I heard one of his songs, very stupid song, about a woman's body. Then I was amazed. I was amazed because I saw one of my sisters dancing to the song many years ago. So I asked, I said, are you not hearing the stupid thing this man is saying? He said, Pastor Simon, you are taking this thing so serious. It's just the beat we like, or it's not the thing. How on earth can you claim that it's only the beat you like? Somebody is saying rubbish, you are dancing to it because it came through sound. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Yes, because it came through sound. Figuratively, we can see it in scripture. Remember that this guy is in Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can remember them, right? Yes, immediately there was a sound. What happened? Everybody will bow down. So you must understand that music too can cause you to bow down to Satan. So when we say these things, some people will insult us. We are taking Christianity to become too serious. People of God, the devil knows that this thing we are telling people is very, very true. He knows it. Have you been seeing, hearing of the dark side of music lately? You've been hearing it, isn't it? You've been seeing what they are doing. If it's about music, why not allow people just sing their songs? Huh? If it's about music, why not just allow people just sing their songs? Why must somebody bow to a deity before he sings? Many years ago, Panam Pasipal, one of our blessed father of faith in terms of music, they gave him, I saw it, 700 million, equivalent in Naira, 700 million. In those days he started music. They gave him how many 100 million? That's Naira equivalent. 700 million, but they gave him the money in dollars. They said it should sing and not call the name of Jesus. It should sing that he can call the name of God, but the name of Jesus he should not call. Satan is crazy, people of God. Look at that great man of God. See the songs he gave us. How many of you remember his songs? The wonderful songs. They saw what was happening and they said, let's go for this guy. God is going to use this guy greatly. Let's go for him. Remember what we said? Wherever God sows, that's where Satan likes to come and what? Sow. You see that? And how will Satan cause problem in your life? He will sow the wrong seed and he will go. The thing will germinate, grow in your life and be giving you issues. Many of us, you know, I almost cried in my office one time. A young man was telling me how he got addicted to pornography. I almost started crying. Have you heard stories of people? You'll be amazed. That is why, as much as you can, don't judge people before you preach the gospel. Just be preaching the gospel. You know, today I was coming to church, I saw some young fellas, they were kissing just before the gate. I almost cried. I tell you the truth. I almost cried. They were kissing themselves, very young children. And while they were kissing, the other two girls were doing them video. So when I saw them, I stopped. Two voices in my heart. One said, if you talk to this generation, they may even embarrass you. So just pass and go. Another one said, it's better you bear the shame. Just go and talk. If they embarrass you, fine. But let it be recorded that you spoke. I just reversed. I reversed fastly and blocked them. I said, I am Simon Thomas. I want to talk to you people because I observed something. And you know I observed it. Because they saw me and they started moving very fast. I said, look at this man. I don't know how old you are, but you are not more than 14 years. And I said, look at you. This man does not know where he's going to in life. I was saying it to them literally. Neither do you know where you are going to in life. I didn't need, neither do two of you. I was not trying to be mad. I was saying in a very soft way. And I said to them, have you seen people who failed in life before? They nodded their head. I said, do you like it when you see people fail? They said, no. I said, have you seen people fail and they die and blah, blah, blah? I said, that's what Jesus has come to save you from. He has seen what the devil wants to do with your precious lives. And while I was done, I thought they'd be mad. They were quite calm. And listen to me. So while I was driving, I remembered that I did not collect their numbers and invite them. So I had to send one of us, Gabriel, to collect their numbers and remind them for church on Sunday. Don't judge people. Just preach the word of God today. Are you listening to me? Preach the word of God. This gospel has power. Serious power. You know, one time they say Kanye West was born again. And the church space were just shouting, a lie, Satan is planning something. Why is it difficult to believe that Kanye West can be born again? Because the gospel you know is very minute, powerless. The Bible said the gospel of God is the power of God. It did not say it is one of the power. It said the gospel is the power. There is no way you will see the gospel as a power of God and wonder why Kanye West is born again. You are wondering. Whatever power that guy had is not bigger than the gospel. It's very small compared to the gospel. That is why I always tell you people, there is nobody you should not preach to. Whether you see ego tie on their head. Are you listening to me? You may be amazed. These people have soft hearts. Very soft hearts. In fact, me, I believe that for you to be living that kind of life is because your heart was too so soft that Satan had to lie to you easily. That's what I believe. I mean, this guy told me how he became an addict, pornography, masturbation. I almost started crying. How? He said in a class, they were talking early in the morning, and the boys just asked a question. And then in answer, he asked a question. He said, what do you mean by that? I think masturbation. He said, what do you mean by that? What is masturbation? He was being inquisitive. And they said to him, hey, you don't know masturbation. They started laughing. You be mumu. He said, they were just sitting on his head and saying, you be mumu. You don't know anything. So he now held his closest friend that knew. I said, you too, you know? He said, yes. He said, teach me now. What is it? Teach me now. Show me. The guy said, which kind of? I better go and learn it. He said, shoot. That's how he forced his friend to show him. When the friend showed him, that day when he went back home, he said he did it. And when he had a fresh, a new feeling he had never had before, he said, that's how he continued. He said, Pastor, as I'm talking to you, more than 15 years of my life, I can't stop. He said, chronic addict, pornography, chronic. He said, in fact, many times I've settled in my heart that I will never change. So let me just settle for this life. He said many times. As I'm saying this thing, it may look like it's only that boy. In fact, there are people in church space too that are addicted to pornography. A lot of times we hide these things and make it look like, you know, one time a pastor was gisting me how that a research was done, and they found out that only 70% of young people, what they do online is porn. They watch. 70% of young people, that what they do online is pornography. We're just gisting about it. He said, it is happening. It is the truth. And he now told me, he said, Pastor, in fact, a research was conducted that a lot of young Christians are addicted to pornography. I said, never possible. He said, true. Then we did the analysis. He said, let's do the analysis. When you go to church and they started talking about sex, he said, parents will tell their children, just turn like this, children will cover their ear. Mommy, I did not hear anything. No. Though, in fact, sometimes while you are growing up, if they start talking about sex, your father will tell you, stand up and go to children's church. Why are you smiling, idiot? Stand up and get out from here. Some of us will run and go to children's church. While watching a movie, one scene is coming. They want to kiss or do something. Your father will just look at you. You just understand by default. You stand up and you change direction. You know, there's this movie many years ago. I didn't know it was a very stupid movie. So my dad was watching it in Enugu. I went to write Pursuit Tiemi. And it was Spartacus. And while we were watching, you know, it's adventures. I was enjoying the movie, the fight, and until they were about to do this rubbish, and you know, the Lord just ministered to me. He said, you too, you see, your mind too is affected. He said, you call it rubbish. Sex. What is hard to say sex? I will say it, sex. Until it was about, God, until they were about to have sex. There's no need to just sound stupid, right? Let me just be real, all right? And I didn't, but I felt like my father should understand that I'm a grown-up boy. I was more than 18, close to 18, very close to 18. As I was watching, my father just hit me on my head. He said, what are you watching? I said, it's the movie. He said, my friend, you even carry your eye there. I thought you remove your eye. Stand up and leave this place now. Go to the bedroom. As I just stood up, I went to the bedroom. I just said, because he knocked me very well. What did he put in my heart? That thing is a bad thing. So most Christians now, it's a sex. For young people, sex is the forbidden fruit. And anytime they say something is forbidden, it becomes most interesting. Isn't it? When it's forbidden, it is most interesting. Most of you here, your father and mother did not teach you sex education. In fact, today, if you mention it, your father will turn and look at you in a certain way. Today, as we are talking, they see it as a strange thing before you. Even though, you know, isn't it amazing that they don't want you to talk about it, but every year you are having a new brother and a new sister. Isn't that amazing? But they don't want you to know anything about it. Not because they are evil. They feel like if you know, it will get you corrupted. Meanwhile, that's the attack. Do you know if most of us, our parents taught us this thing? Hearing it out there will not be strange to us. We'll not ask questions. Explain better. Some of us wanted to understand better. We enter the internet. What is sex? Internet. Internet will not just answer sex. Enter this site to understand better. As you are entering there, ads are rising. Click this place. This one is a deeper rema. As you are entering, you start seeing what you have never seen in your life. As you see the next day, you want to see. That thing I saw yesterday, I didn't like it. Let me see again. Before you know, every day you want to see. Now, your parent knows is a bad thing. You don't want to tell your parents. Do you know if you are very free? Do you know there are some children, maybe 2 out of 150. If they are very close to their parent, if they see that kind of thing, they'll report, Daddy, see this stupid thing I'm seeing on my phone. Then the dad will be like, don't mind them, stupid people. You now carry it and block all those things and the rest. But most of us know that if we won't try that, Daddy, see this thing, they'll just say, knee down there. Where did you see it, you idiot? You see? Do you guys get where I'm coming from? For most of us, it was bad parenting. I'm not saying they are bad people. There's a difference between bad parents and bad parenting that made us to become subject of some certain kind of habits. In fact, they were not watching us, some of them. They believe we're mature, left us with phones, you know, we're doing everything. Now, they have what we call parental control. And I always say this to my friends. We must go beyond parental control. It is very important we have it, yes, but we must see beyond it. Like I said before, I said most of us Christians, when we're sent to school, right? When we're sent to school, we were advised not to do bad things. Don't have a boyfriend. Don't have a girlfriend. Don't let anybody deceive you. Blah, blah, blah. They told us a lot of instructions. Right? When we came to school, some of us, that was the first law we broke. In fact, the reason why we even thought of girlfriend and boyfriend was because our parents were hammering that. Don't have a girlfriend. They said, what is in this girlfriend? Let me even try and have one and see what they are saying. What is in this boyfriend? Let me even see, sir, whether Eve don't eat from that tree. Do you know the way God emphasized that thing to Adam is not the way Adam emphasized to Eve? Let me open your eyes to something. Genesis 3, the Bible said, Adam said, do not eat nor touch. God said, don't eat. Adam said to Eve, don't eat nor even touch it. God said to Adam, don't eat. Adam said, Eve, thou shalt not eat nor touch. He added it to become more ambiguous. The law became a weight for Eve. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Did you catch what I just explained? God just said, don't eat from it. Imagine, look at the tone. Imagine the tone. Adam, you can eat from every tree, but that tree, don't just eat from it right now. And God did not explain further. He just left. So Adam will not be like, but if God said, don't eat from it, that tree, if you eat it, it will just, you will die, your children will die, blah, 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 blah. He would just be saying, do you know, Adam would be like, just one tree. Now, wow. He will go there and be looking at the tree. But if you observe, Adam was cool. Not close to the tree. Enjoying his life. But for Eve, that he said, don't eat. Eve said, don't even touch. Eve said, really? Where did Eve go to? The tree. Adam was doing his thing. Where was Eve? The tree. Anything Adam was doing, where was Eve? The tree. What was she doing? Looking. They said, don't touch. She was looking. At least she did not break the law. And as long as she was close, what did Satan do? Lied to her. Did God really say she should not eat from it? Pastor Simon, I'm not hearing the songs in secular music, worldly songs, I mean. I'm just enjoying the beats. As you are enjoying. They say, don't hear it, you are enjoying the beat. You are enjoying the beat. But the words are traveling into your mind. One day they'll play the song somewhere, you will sing verse 1 to verse 20. You know why? It was not only beat you were hearing. You were hearing everything. And they are going into your database, your heart. They are getting formed as your mindset. Before you know, when pressure hits you, that's what come out. That's what the Bible says, guard your heart. For out of it flows what? Out of it flows what? Do you know the kind of things music has influenced people to do in this life? Any mad person can stand up and tell me I'm not right. I know I'm right too. I know I'm very, very right. I have a friend today. Those days I could not help him because I was like him. We were together listening to all kinds of songs, worldly songs. What kind of song did I not listen to? All kinds of songs we listened to them. Even when we became born again, we were still listening to sometimes. But I remember this song that came out one time. I was already born again, but I was listening to it sometimes. It came out, Lil Wayne. Blood in my eyes. Whatever in my veins. I got blood in my eyes. Whatever in my veins. Whatever, whatever. I can sing it that time. I can't remember it now. But I could sing it with him. We were singing. We'll just be doing like this. He would do, I'll do. We'll just be doing like that. We're born again, no? But not serious ones. One day, this guy did this thing. Oh, maybe when I slept, he was still doing it. While men slept, he was still, I got blood in my head. I want to die. God, oh. Why are you Alana? One morning, I opened the door, just looked at the bush. Before Kotoko Mami, that big grass in Enjeba, big, they call it Lambu. He was coming out. He just did that. Nobody saw him. He just came out from the main road. I just saw him. I called his name. Hey, he just shake. Because he knew that they'd catch him today. So, you know, in the barrack, there's seniority. And I was a senior in the barrack. There's this senior, you don't understand, Jah. He's just there. Survivor of the fittest. There's people senior you. And somebody can, that can just sit down and say, you, show. You know? One time I was explaining to Mama T how that one young boy they call Olos. He just sat down, one old, young, tall, big for nothing boy. That time he's big for nothing, not now that I'm a Christian. He was, they sent him to buy a car. The boy just called him. You, where are you? Show. He came. He said, waiting there, your hand. I was watching the scene. Saying, Akara, where my mama sent me? If I die, bring that thing, come here. Do you know he was removing it to give? That's I just came at the back of the Olo. Pesi mama send that you did. Senior man, I'll not be so. This boy, find my trouble. Now my money, I won't call it. You know. So, you know, as I called him, he came. I said, come here. He came. So I just smell him. There's one way we know that you have started taking Igbo. And anybody that put that perfume in this world, 90%, 99% of the time, they smoke Igbo. So when he came close to me, I just smelled, he was smelling so nice in the morning. And smelling that perfume. Straight to the question, Kafara Shan Kwayaku. As I just asked the question, he burst into tears. Kafara Shan Kwayaku, meaning you have started smoking Igboba, he started crying. Truly, the boy has started smoking in their hand. Me, ma, I cannot help him because I was not fully born again. So I advise him, if you like, go and kill yourself. Mumu. I just push him away. He left. That guy, the last time I went to the barrack, they said he is moving from one street in the barrack to another. His father has retired. But he's in the barrack, smoking. Smoking. There was one that smoked to a point they forced him. He failed medicals. They still forced him to enter the military. That since the military like this kind of people, let them collect him by force. He still entered the military like that, even though he failed medicals. Because they wanted to preserve the guy. He lost his mother in the barracks. The father married another wife. So he was just moving from one family house. So everybody joined force to push him in the military. They say in the military now, it's even worse. He will sit there in a place of duty, be smoking different type. Amen? It's so terrible. When we warn you against these things, we know what we are saying to you. Are you all listening to me tonight? We know what we are telling you. We are not foolish people. Don't have anything to do with those kind of songs. They are tempting sometimes. In fact, sometimes they are more disciplined than our church people. Church people will sit down for 3 years and be hearing the spirit. They will not bring any new invention in terms of beat. They'll just be hearing bom, 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 bom. And their songs can be boring sometimes. This will just come out from nowhere. They'll just play one thing. Even you in church, you start, they say Mali music, key mobile, but go to church and see what people are dancing. All to his songs. That young man is like light of the church. You think I don't know all his dance that he has given us? All this one that they'll be doing like they are doing something in football training. That they'll be doing their hand like this. Who started it? How many gospel singers have you seen on stage singing and doing like that? It's a shame. But why are they falling for that guy? Because when they hear the beat, they started doing like this. They say, hey, God, oh, we'll go put Jesus inside the thing. That's all. There is even circulation now that there are some gospel artists that if they don't take Igbo, they don't sing. You have not heard anything. They caught one in the U.S. I mean, so many in the U.S. that they get high on drugs before they perform. High. You see them jumping like they want to touch third heavens. You think that it's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is just, in fact, the Holy Ghost inside them is like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. What's it happen? Where are these people they go? What's it happen here? Is it the way you are snapping, they will think money is here. It's not money. You have to be careful in the word now. It's question. Please remove this question and keep it. Take that basket away. You don't know this world though. Pastors are scared now. Don't think pastors sat down, people are putting money. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So that's it. All of these songs, they may be tempting, run away from them. Our church guys can sit down. Church people, sit down. How can How can Mali Music sit down, write something, create something that will make everybody in church to be dancing? When I say Mali Music, I don't mean that gospel Mali Music. Naira Mali, sorry. Not Mali Music. Malian. They cause influence. Certain you see young people shouting, Malians, Malians, have fun, and Malians. Are we together? Are you understanding what I'm trying to explain to you? So no matter how tempting these songs are, what do? Discard them. Discard them. Get rid of them. Some of you, if they start talking about these Western artists, you'll be happy. Jay-Z, Kanye West, Nicole, man. You know, you'll be talking like you're on top of the world. Me too, I was like that those days. We'll be arguing who have money more than another person. 50 Cent, get money past Jay-Z. Oh boy, don't hear Jay-Z album this way. Hey, ha ha, woohoo. They haven't some for Nigerian artists. Whiskey, get money past the video. I swear to God, baby, don't get it. Hey, boy, they are fighting. In fact, they've caused so much influence. Some people will put on their Facebook now, 30 billion gang. These people should not inspire our music. We're not saying God hates them. No, God loves them. He died for them. All right? But their ways, if it's not God's path, should not be followed. No matter how tempting the thing is, it should not be followed. You know, it can be very tempting. Very, very tempting sometimes. But it should not be followed. Are we together? The sole purpose of music for us is worship. That doesn't mean we should be very lukewarm and not create wonderful sound. But the sole purpose of music is what? Worship. Not activity. And that is why the recent gospel song Rising, we have to be very careful. A woman of God rose up by the Spirit and she was shouting on her podium. Some people would think she's just making noise. She said, now you cannot tell the difference between a gospel artist, a worldly artist. You can't tell the difference between even pastors now. They are pastors. There's a pastor that he was even joking with Jesus. On his, I saw it, I can't even say that thing he said. It is so stupid. You know, the first time people were judging him by his dressing, I really didn't pay attention until I heard those his words about Jesus. And I was like, what is wrong with this one? Hallelujah to Jesus. Sometimes when you see young preachers rise up with all these new styles, don't be in a haste to clap for them because you want this kind of life. Watch them carefully. 5 years, 10 years, they will calm down. Ministry has not hit them. Some of them just started last year. You are there shouting, this is the kind of pastor I like. Chains everywhere, tattoo everywhere. Calm down. Give him 10 years. People have been there for 40 years are calling him and saying, young man, calm down. He said, no, I am the Gen Z generation pastor. And everybody is shouting, calm down. He's bringing all forms of rubbish inside the church. Calm down. Some of you that are followers, don't be gullible. Don't start clapping already. Calm your nerves down. Time is a revealer. Are you listening to me? Time is a what? Revealer. Don't follow trends. Don't follow trends. Even if it's in church, don't just follow it. One of the things I like what God is doing, that make me to like what God is doing in my life is this. I believe I'm very young. And what is happening is, what I'm saying right now is more with the young people. So they should understand that I'm young like them. I cannot come and be putting a weight on your life that is too much. No. I'm saying it because it is wrong. I told my wife one time, I said, a Christian that is kingdom conscious will not think about certain things in his life. Because the Bible even says, if meat will cause your brother to sin, do not even eat it. Listen, putting on earring, will it take you to hell? No, it will not. Although it reveals the state of your heart, that you are a very shallow Christian, it will not take you to hell. You can still go to heaven putting on earrings. But a lot of times, it is because you are shallow. And most of those people, if you watch them, I've been in this faith space for a while. I've seen gospel artists that dress like this. When people talk to them, they'll say, get out, get out. After a short period of time, if you hear the atrocities, if you hear the terrible atrocities, it's not nice to mention name here, because we are all one. But just for reference sake, you'll be surprised when you hear the atrocities. But when they were warning them, they were like, forget us, we are a new creation. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's no proof that you are a new creation. Focus here, listen. That's no proof. Some would dye this one part of their hair. And all they are praying about is God to give them a visa, give them a car. And if he just gives them, they are back to worldliness. They will use the same money God gives them, back to worldliness. And he's a faithful God. See, faith is personal. You faith it, you get it. It doesn't mean God has his approval on you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It doesn't mean that the things you receive is because God is approving that you are a nice person. Anybody that has faith will receive. Alright? Although it comes to some point that God will begin to beckon on certain dealings with you. That is when you understand that you have to be a serious Christian. I said that somewhere when I started teaching in the beginning. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, it's time to be wise. Become kingdom conscious. See, we are not living heaven. We are not living for heaven at last. We can't be living all of this life of fire to make heaven one day. No! The goal is not heaven at last. What is the goal? Heaven on earth. God has created us, fashioned us to bring heaven to the earth. That is why our body must be fully involved. We showed you from 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. All form of unrighteousness. You know, you hear people say, whatever you do does not matter. Because they think that the goal is heaven at last. And truly, if the goal is heaven at last, whatever you do don't matter. You will make heaven. According to them, do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I don't even fully agree with their mindset. Because from God's word, I read Paul speaking. He said, it is possible that I do all these things and I become a castaway. Have you heard that part of scripture? He said, it is possible that I haven't preached for several years. I myself can become a castaway. He said, that's why I watch myself carefully. So that I don't become a castaway. So if Paul can tell you that himself, the potential of him becoming a castaway is there, it simply means that it is possible that you can be a Christian, live a wayward life and go to hell. It is very, very possible. That is why their mindset is not 100% correct. But I'm just showing you why they think like that. Meanwhile, what is the goal? Heaven on earth. And our body is the reason why we are still on the earth today. Your body is dead, you are out from the earth. That is why your body is very important. In fact, the Bible said, Jesus' understanding that you understand everything he has done for you is that you offer your body to him, which is your most reasonable. Romans 12:1, your most what? Reasonable. Meaning the way God understands that you understand what he did on Calvary is that you offer your body to him. The word offer there means to acknowledge that your body has become his own. Meaning if you start living a life worthy of the kingdom, you are telling God that I understand that the reason why you died on the cross is so that we are made up as your kingdom. And our body is how you want to bring this dream into manifestation. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? Our body is the most important tool in bringing, making sure that this dream of kingdom, this kingdom dream of yours is a reality. Because if our body is dead, we are out from the earth. This is why Satan is pursuing your body. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is why Paul came immediately. He said, don't you know that all form of unrighteousness cannot what? Inherit the kingdom. You see that? Meaning if you are dead today, you cannot inherit the kingdom. You need to be alive to inherit the kingdom of God. Until the world was made what? It never what? Dwell amongst men. And that way men were not able to what? See the glory of God full of what? So if Jesus is made flesh on our body, what will happen? Men will see the glory and be changed. You see that? But if there is sin, can men see the glory through your body? No. Pure and impure water cannot flow from what? The same fountain. Somebody now say, Pastor, all this thing God is putting pressure on us. Is it possible? It is possible. That is why he came and died for you. Was buried for you and what? All these things he did is more like an algorithm to fashion you into a kingdom citizen. A mechanism to fashion you into a kingdom what? Citizen. If you have faith that you died with Christ, if you understand the back end codes behind his death, behind his resurrection, behind his burial, oh dear Jesus, you cannot continue in your sin. You cannot. You know what happened when he died for you? We read Romans 6:6 and see that every day. Little wonder, Colossians 4 crowns it all. He said, if you died with Christ and were buried with him, he said, seek the things at the Father's right hand alone. You have no business with weakness anymore. You have no business with low life anymore. Now, the only business you have is strength, glory, victory. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Forget about weak things. Now, let the weak say what? And let the poor say what? Forget about weakness and poverty. Your life is on top alone. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. He has made a way for that by his grace. Don't think that he's just putting a pressure. No wonder I told you, my yoke is what? And my burden is what? So God's yoke and burden is not hard. It's easy. When somebody comes and is beginning to say, maybe in sincerity, listen, serving God is not easy. See, if you want to help your life, many years ago, I grew up in Kaduna. I will not mention the name. Many years ago, as I was growing up, I found out that I couldn't really reign above sin. Even though I was very hot in the apostolic. I mean, people of God, I'm not trying to make mouth. We had this group, we pray like mad people. We really pursue God like mad people. Yet, if I go back home alone, certain demons will not allow me rest with all kind of useless ideas of sin in my mind. So I told myself one day, I said, I beg God. I was literal with God in my room. I said, God, please show me how to live for you. Because I saw 1 John 3:6. If you know me or have seen me, you cannot continue. I asked the Lord, is this possible? To live above sin. You know when you tell certain people this thing now, they will argue with you. Is it possible? That's why I asked the question. I was with my keyboard that day, playing and crying to the Lord, literal tears, beckoning on the Lord, show me this. And I heard this word, the Christos. Simply means the finished work of Jesus. If we try to excavate, when I went on research and saw, my goodness, that was my victory. One of these days, under an attack, the Lord spoke to me literally, literal voice. Son, always see yourself like Christ. That was my victory. Many years ago, what did I do? Hearing that preacher every time, he was a very sincere person. See, I can tell you 100%. Is one preacher I find it difficult to speak to. You know, I've heard several things. One or two people came to me. I remember one time a young man came to me. He said, the reason why he stopped listening to this person is because he heard this scandal, that scandal. I told him literally, I said, you have to be very careful. On this man's head, me, I've not heard before. I don't think it can start happening right now. And even if it is happening, I don't know. So I want to keep my mouth shut. He's a very sincere person. I remember I had to block all of the sermon, delete them from my phone. Why? Because anytime I hear them, I am under pressure, all right, to do something to please God. I feel as if I need to pay some certain price to please God. So I told myself, no, I'm making the cross of Jesus of no effect. I mounted up such a freedom listening to Prophet Kubus. I mounted up such a freedom. My friends became very scared for me. The liberty I received, I understood in Christ. I literally would look at somebody and say, I'm not scared of sin. I remember they were praying for me at a certain time. They said, I've missed it. Because I would be preaching and tell them, I'm not careful not to sin. No, said the Bible said, one came to me and said, the Lord told me to tell you to be careful for nothing. Then I quoted the scripture for him. I said, to be careful for nothing means don't be careful about anything. But in all things, make your requests known to God. Pray in the spirit and etc. He looked at me. I said, yes, that's the meaning of the scripture. So the Lord did not send you. Your emotion sent you. Now, I could be brutal that time. I was very real with them. Because I knew. Now, several years later, the same person came to me that he was suffering with an addiction. I'm not trying to mock. And while we spoke, God helped him. But what if I never remove myself from that thing first? Remember, there's a saying that says, if you think like them, you cannot help them rise. As the Lord helped me, I came out. Through me, God was able to even touch most of them. Because a lot of times, when these teachings come, listen carefully. When they come, they look so serious and they sound like revival messages. And for a moment, maybe 1 or 2 days, you'll be on fire. Literal fire. In fact, all you want to do is serve God. You may even cry that night. But after 2 days, maximum, if it tarries, maybe 1 week, you find yourself still doing the same thing. How the Lord helped me to explain, understand this many years ago. How many of you know pigs? I'll answer all your questions, don't worry. How many of you know pigs? Funny question. Have you seen how pigs grow up? Have you seen their ecological niche before? They like mud, right? When they get into mud, they are most excited. In fact, some of you, if you see the pigs you eat, you'll be like, Jesus, how did I eat? Hey, I'll never eat pig again. In the barracks, pigs enter everywhere. When there's a soccer away and there's nobody there, you just go to the soccer away and you start hearing, bah, bah, bah. A pig is inside the soccer away. Drinking the poo-poo. Yes. It will drink it, it will bath it, it, and it will come up. I know some of you had it. Maybe this night you're not eating yangyo. You know why you can still eat? Nothing about the poo-poo affect them. They didn't get what I'm trying to say. They have such an intensity of oil in their life that there is no kind of disease that can find expression through their body. Not even poison from serpent. Before it gets into their body, it will neutralize as normal and work for their good. God is speaking. It's God that created it. And if you look at any animal, you should see the wisdom of God. Meaning God is saying there is such a people, there is such a possibility in the spirit that makes it possible for somebody to be so anointed far above principalities and powers that when Satan makes an attempt like he did for Paul, we can shake the serpent and throw it back into the fire. We will live as if sin does not exist. Look at the pig. Oh, pig. See what pig has done to us in church this evening. Somebody said, pig the anointed. That's why the thief man will say, Giodondo. You know what that means? Apart from the first animal that is the sweetest in the world, the thief man said, I don't know which one is the sweetest. But apart from the first one, if there's anyone sweeter than pig, then pig is number two. Just look at pig, for instance. Pig. Anywhere, anything it eats, normal. Normal. Poison it will eat, it will still be what? Normal. Put all those things you used to put like this thing, it will not get high. Pig cannot get high. It will neutralize in the oil. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That means if pig moves on, pig is one of the most confident animal in the jungle. Except maybe lion wants to tear it apart. But when it comes to reptiles, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Reptiles, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Pig can move upon snakes and scorpions and they shall by no means... Are you seeing something here? I'm not trying to glorify pig. I'm glorifying God. He made pigs. I feel this is how Christians should be. Look at Paul. Nothing. These guys should be mindless. See, you've known God so much that you are now mindless of Satan's power. Hear what I said again. The knowledge of God's power is so much on your inside that right now you are drunk with the power. You have been marinated with the power. You have been drowned with God's power that you are now mindless of Satan's ability. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh, how do I explain this to you? How do I explain this to you? Have you seen somebody that is drunk before? He's mindless of his environment. He moves around like this. He doesn't even know. Have you seen, some of them die. They are driving. They are in 100. You are saying, Oga, calm down. They are like, what will you do? You just trust God to just, if you two options. Try and match brake. No, not match brake. Try and remove his leg from turtle. Try and control it somehow, match break. When you match break, leave him and say you can go on. That's number one. Number two, pray for your life. Because if you cannot stop him, you will either arise successfully or you will die. They are mindless. I don't know if I told you the story of when I tasted something in secondary school. Can you remember? I tasted one drink in secondary school. The drink was Cynthia. Maybe Cynthia, but something like that. Do you know that drink, anybody here? Calypso, sorry, yes. Calypso. Yes. There was one Cynthia in secondary school, that's why I always call her name. That was the day she was coked under the influence of alcohol. So there's a connection between her and that drink, I always remember. And that day, my friends kept 500. In those days, it was big money. And they said I should drink it and they'll give me, because I was never involving myself in anything alcohol. Women, in fact, if you want to kill me, bring a woman and say, Simon, like you, I will leave that school that day. I can be very shy. You know, one time they brought a chemistry teacher. They brought her daughter. Hey, I called her name. They brought a lady to me during break. And she painted her lips just to see me that day, to red, you know. And she was waiting. They told her I like her. And my friend just kept her. And when he told me to come, let's go and check something. I said, we're just trying to turn towards SS2. She just came out. He said, Simon, I'm coming. He just ran away. Just me and the lady. I cleaned my eye, did everything. I looked at her. You know, I don't know how to describe her. She was a wonderful lady. If I had not said the reason, I would have gone ahead to describe certain things. And she said, okay, they said you want to see me, so I'm here. I've been hearing everything you've been saying about me. So why not say it from your mouth? I said, I did not say anything about you. You know, they wanted me to have a girlfriend by all means. That's how shy I was. Amen. And I remember I had to tell her, I did not say anything about you. Excuse me, please, I'm coming. I ran away from my life. Entered the class, put my head under the chair. I almost started crying. That's SS3, oh, not SS2. SS3. Put my head under this thing. Now, I want to show you where I traveled from before I had that confidence. So they were worried. And I played football with them. In fact, highest goal scorer in most of our interclass competition. So they were wondering, this guy plays football, does this, but he's not doing all of these things. And they set 500 just to get me. And of course, they knew I would go for the money. I said, 500 just to finish this small thing? They say, yes. Can I taste it? They gave me. This sweet thing? Say, yes. 500. You cannot finish it. Give me the 500. They gave me. I put it in my pocket. I took it. What is this? I beg, take this thing. They now waited a few moments. Nothing happened to me. They say, you will get mad in this school soon if you don't go under sun. I say, really? Why did you people do this to me? Go under sun before the thing starts, before you start fighting teachers. And I went under sun. Stood under sun. They say, go to the hot part. I went. What is happening, Simon? No, something is wrong. I have fever. I was lying to everybody. Sun hit me. I started seeing sun changing into two. The people. You know, like when TV is delaying, you now see the people changing like 3 to 4. Human beings were like 4-4 to me. These are, I started behaving one kind. I wanted to vomit. I started walking sluggishly. Oh God. I cried that day. I cried. All of them ran away. All of them ran away. They left me there. So they went and were gisting people that I'm drunk. Then one of my friends is an air marshal now. In the Air Force, Ismail, wonderful guy. I wish he was hearing this. We read together from JS to SS. We always read together. And he's the only friend that when we read together, we don't copy each other. We have a covenant. We read together, but we don't copy each other in exams. So no matter what you know, don't tell me. No matter what I know, I will not tell you. But other people can ask us, we can tell them. But two of us is a covenant. We will not tell ourselves. So most times we sit together, we don't tell ourselves. And he likes me so much. He's better with calculation and better with theory. Amen? So he came and saw me. He held my hand. Why did you do this kind of thing? I said, I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Help me, please. He just bought yogurt. Plenty. Gave me there. I drank. And when I was done drinking the yogurt, I entered the class. I was moving in a way, he held my hand, he didn't want anybody to know. When I got to a place, he just pressed me. I bend down, I say, sleep, sleep. Don't stand up, sleep. I slept throughout. When a teacher came, I told her I was sick. Of course, it was a copper, she couldn't do anything. I slept off till it was closing time. But before they even called him, they brought me ladies to scoop. Wicked boys. They brought one lady in SS2. That one, even under the influence of the alcohol, said no. Then I went and brought... they brought another one. And when they brought the other lady, I started telling her some things. When I told her some things, she thought I was normal. Only me and her just bent towards the wall and I was saying some things to her. And I thought, Burge Takawe. Then, in a couple of moments, this lady said she would get back to me after school. Not later, after school. After school, when my eye was clear, somebody was in my class waiting for me. I said, which one is this? She came close to me. Hi. I said, hello. I said, you are shocked, right? I said, no, really. What was it? She said, I just want to tell you, I accept the relationship. I said, which relationship? It can be terrible. I said, which relationship? She said, you told me some things during the break. I said, which things? You said you like me now. Why are you joking with me? They say you can joke a lot. I just became quiet. Speechless. That's how I walked this lady home. Like magic, I walked her home. Do you know that's how relationship started? The next day, I told my friend, tell this girl that I didn't know what I was doing. He said, hey, that girl already loves you. She has told everybody. I said, I'm not in a relationship. He said, she's in a relationship. That's how we did 1 week, 2 weeks. 2 weeks and a half, I think. And I told her on status, I beg, please, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not in a relationship. That's how we broke up. So I don't even like calling that thing a relationship. But you know, that's how Satan behaves. That thing affected that lady's whole being. Amen? Satan is terrible. That small mistake affected her life. To a point, two good things happened. When I became born again, she became born again. That's number one. She followed me to church, bringing food. She now became born again. Then my spiritual father started pastoring her. Good thing, though. But in my heart, I was suspecting her born again. Because I knew she came for me. But the way God would do it, she truly was born again. But inside the born again too, there was a problem. She still wanted to marry me as a born again. Throw dice and she picked my name. Men coming, Prophet Simon. To a point, the mother had to call me to come and break the spell. No joke. I had to travel and go and break because of that one mistake. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Amen. But I know I was saying something before I got there. Alcohol. See what I did. See all the stupid things I did. Right? I was not myself. That's what happens when you are full of the Holy Spirit. See, you say some things, some people will think you are mad. Because you are not yourself. You are speaking under the influence of a higher authority. When Paul said, I can do all things, you are sounding mad. Paul, do you know all the things that will come before you? I don't care. I can do what? All things. All things. I don't care. Sometimes when the pressure of life hits you and you are coming back to your senses small, you will be saying some things that is not of faith. But all of a sudden, if you come to meetings like this, that is why the Bible says, do not neglect the assembly of brethren. It says, for it's like the oil that flows from what? Down to his bed. It is more like you partaking of the corporate anointing. Your fire is stirred. The church is called the ground and the pillar of truth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? No matter how you feel as a Christian, don't miss church. It is a devil's strategy to cause you to miss church. Whether you are in this, you are doing no hand in the river of sin, find your way to church when it's time. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Those people that swim without their hands doing like this, don't worry, come to church. If you are really useless, why is he avoiding you from coming to church? He knows what will happen when you come to church. No matter what, come to church. It is only in church that God can touch you. It is a system God created. God is in the heart. I don't need to go to church. My God, don't be foolish. That's Satan's strategy. Check the Bible. Ephesians 4. He said it in his word that the fivefold ministry will edify the church and cause them to be perfect to do the work of the ministry. God created the system called church. I will build my... He created the church. This is why Satan is against the word church. Is it not amazing that pastors can do certain things that politicians are doing? Nobody will talk about politicians except pastors. Why? Because Satan is interested the most in church. People that are already with him, he's not putting pressure for them. How many times do you see people talking against Tinubu? All of these politicians. No, they are together. But let a man of God just do something. We know he's wrong, but where do we emphasize the wrong? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It will make you understand that they are not actually against the man of God. They are against the church of Christ. Remember, I told you people some things. That's why a lot of times, even if I say, I come to correct one or two impressions I heard from men of God, because I know you people will hear it, I still don't go so much deep trying to condemn the man of God. It's not necessary. You know, there's one thing I learned with God. Many years ago, Apostle Kola taught us this. He said, you may be together with a young man, have grudges against that young man. That guy can talk to you in a way that will really hurt you, and he's truly wrong. And you have pains in your heart. Then all of a sudden, you are wondering, and you are like a witch supervising that guy's failure. You think that since the guy is that evil to you, he should be failing in life. Then you sit down and be watching. You want to see that the guy fails. But you see that according to the things of, in respect to the things of life, the guy is making progress. He's not failing. You are wondering, what is wrong? What is wrong somewhere? Now, it's not like you're trying to make God feel like you don't have a problem, but in your heart, you have a problem. God is seeing that you truly have a problem. Are you listening to me? Yes, people of God, are you here? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, you wonder why God show this person now. He has missed it by disobeying me. He has missed it by hitting me. Why is he still succeeding? And God is looking at you and laughing. You know why? One time while you were not seen, the guy knelt down and told God, I know I was wrong. Have mercy on me. You were not there. Have mercy on me. And while he said that, God looked at him and said, welcome back, son. God does not need your approval, even though he hurts you. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? There are certain sins. See, except it has to do with fatherhood and motherhood, parenthood. A lot of times, God don't need anybody to come and meet you and say, "What that thing, God will not do it. Except it has to do with parenthood. Maybe natural fatherhood, spiritual fatherhood. Sometimes God will want you to go and apologize. But is it this normal friendship? No. If the guy kneels down, God, I'm sorry. Do you know God will forgive him? You will be there shouting, that idiot, and God is looking at you. Now God is even against you. And he's warning you. But you are not hearing because you have a strong reason why that guy should be a sinner. And God, you don't know if your eyes are open to the supernatural, that guy is with God and God with that guy are against you. For something he did wrong. He actually did it wrong, but he has received forgiveness. He doesn't need your permission to be forgiven. That's why God said, as much as you can, forgive each other. How did he say it in the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our trespasses as we what? As much as you can be forgiven. The disciples asked one time, how many times should we forgive people that offend us? He said 77 times, 7 times. If you check it in the Torah, what it means is that there is no end to the forgiveness. One time I'll do the exegesis for you. But it means there is no end to the just be forgiving like that. Have a loop of forgiveness. Forgive. That's one time I sat down, I think not too long, and the Lord was speaking to me concerning something. He said, son, you know, because there's a certain person I was truly pained with the way the person misbehaved as regards church, you know. We tried to invite the person and the stupid administration and the rest. It was so painful. And Lord told me, he said, son, if you don't remove that thing from your heart, it will affect you and that person will be enjoying his life. I said to myself, come to think of it, what I'm hearing is right. So I said, well, I would not still sing the songs. I really don't care about the songs. There are a lot of options of songs we can sing. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, I remove this sin from my heart. I said it. There was this freedom I felt. I saw how that the devil can use offense to block your heart. You know, I was teaching about love in the beginning of the service. Walking in love. He can use offense to just, you know, have you seen pipes before? You know, you're in a house and water has been blocked in the bedroom. You know, one small thing just block. If you go and check sometimes, you want to cry. It's one small thing that just blocks something there. As you just chuck the stick small, it will just hit it and water will start flowing. Sometimes it's one tissue paper that the whole of that water is subjected because of that tissue paper. That's how offense is. God is flowing in your life. Offense will just cause a block and limit God. You'll be stagnant. You are not making progress. The person you are offended at is making progress. You are just in one place. And like I said in the beginning of the service, it's not easy. It's not easy to walk in love in the physical, logically speaking. It's not easy. But I tell you, it is very, very easy to walk in love by the hand of the Spirit of God. It is very, very easy. Because love entails you denying yourself, taking up the cross, and following God. It is quite difficult and ambiguous, carnally speaking, but by the help of the Holy Spirit, you can do all things. And truly, the bond of perfection, the signet of perfection is love. He said, a man that can love his brother and sisters, he has passed from what? Literally, you heard love his brother and sisters. Define the fruits of love. Love does not what? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. Love does not what? Take record of wrong. Love does not envy. Love does not what? So when they say love, think of all these things. You are not supposed to be envious, boastful, keeping record of wrongs, easily offended. That's what the Bible said about, it did not say you will not be offended. Easily what? Offended. And when you're offended, you keep no record of what? Sad thing attack everywhere. Indeed, if you can love your brothers and sisters, the Bible says you have passed from what? Death unto life. Because the only way Satan can keep you in the realm of death, even if you claim you are born again, is through what? Offense. Which is anti-love, I mean. The opposite of love is offense. Very important. Many people are stuck in one place because of offense. They can't walk in love. Love is how you come love is how by the flood of the Spirit, you reign above everything standing against you in this world and in the realm of the Spirit. He said, when the enemy tries to come like a flood, the Spirit of God will what? Set a standard. Love is how you permit or open the gates of your spirit for that flood to scatter anything that is coming against you. When you walk in love, you are walking in the glory of God. It is possible to walk in the anointing and not walk in love. But if you are walking in love, you are walking in the glory. The glory is different from the anointing. In the glory, a lot of things happen. In the glory, you are in perfection. You have gained wisdom in Christ and you are walking in the power of the Christ. Wisdom and power. Today, Christianity is partitioned into two realms. Some people only understand the power of God and they are enjoying it, but still, when you hear them talk, you know that they don't understand God. And some are walking in the wisdom to a fair extent. And the proof that you truly don't have both wisdom and power is that you have just one of it. What I said is quite ambiguous. A man that is walking in only wisdom and not power does not truly have wisdom. A man walking in only power and not wisdom does not truly have power. I'm saying there's something you are yet to see if you accept Christ, who is both wisdom and power. Do you understand what I just said? Just a little bit stretched, but I'm still making the right point. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So learn to walk in love. Learn to walk in love. And like I said in the beginning, the devil will try to make sure you don't walk in love. He will try everything in heaven and on earth. I said, we, as a pastor, sometimes we go through things that people cannot understand, even if we explain it to them. Right? Every day of my life, I have to think for people. I have to prepare my life just for people, not necessarily for myself. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, I have to even make sure people are first. Forget when pastors say family is first. It's a lie. If you go to the house of a pastor, you will know family is not first. People are first before family. My wife, thank God for her heart. She has seen this thing literally. She cannot say a word. Because God has given her the same kind of heart. Hallelujah to Jesus. So everything you are doing is literally for other human beings. The reason why you are waking up in the midnight to pray is not necessarily for you. You know that somehow you can manage yourself and just make this heaven or, you know, survive with your family. But you have to really make sure every grace is abounding. Alright? By tarrying in the secret place. Because there are a lot of people with issues. They will come up tomorrow. And by God's grace, you have to solve it. You understand what I'm trying to say? A lot of things, while learning the word of God to come and make the lives of people better. And that's why Paul said, give double honor to them who labored in the word and in doctrine. And that aside, hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So every day of your life, there is one thing, one kind of discipline and another you are subjecting yourself to for the betterment of people's life. And a lot of times it is not easy that the reward is pain. The reward is ungratefulness. It is not easy. Or the reward is betrayal. It is not easy. So when you get those kind of feedbacks as reward, alright, all those kind of energy as reward, you may be easily offended not to continue. Like Peter, he went back fishing. The Lord came back to him and said, Peter, to show you that the problem is people, between people and Peter's heart. He said, Peter, lovest this more than me? He asked him 3 times. Meaning, do you love this fishing more than the work I've given you? If you love me, Peter responded, I love you the most. He said, prove it, feed my sheep. Again he asks, I love you, feed my sheep. Again he asks, I love you, Jesus, go and prove it, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep, Peter. In other words, Peter, when things are going tough, how will I know you still love me? That you still bath up on a Sunday morning and come and still say, open your Bibles. That's how I still know you love me. Meaning, do these things because you love me, because sometimes you may not really have that true love for the people because of they don't deserve it. But if you truly love me, come and preach my word to the people every Sunday. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So these kind of things happen. And sometimes we wish we can tell people that you don't truly matter. The devil is trying to use you and dump you. I mean, I'm not speaking out of pride. Do you know if God is set to use a man, Satan can deploy more than 1,000 men as sacrifice to get that man? How many of you have watched all these action movies? They are trying to get one man. They deploy a lot of soldiers. They will kill, the actor will kill them, or they will still be sending. They don't know which one the actor will get the actor. They'll just be sending. He'll be firing them. They'll be sending. Till maybe they try and catch him somehow. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? They don't care. The actor is that important. Get the guy down. So I was like in the beginning of the service. Sometimes you think when that enemy now, the boss is giving you all the money and say, go and do this thing. Go and make you feel proud. You think it's about you. You are that important. It's not about you. It's about the person the enemy wants to get. He knows that it takes so much for God to raise one man. He said, I sought for a man that would stand in the gap. Why do you think God has it as a problem when you try to or dare to touch the anointed? You know, in this generation, people, when we say this thing, they say, get out. You know, they don't even understand. Look at how you live your life, for goodness sake. The truth is that if you are a pastor, some of us, I'm not trying to shame anybody in this place, but for some of us, the way you live your life, if you are a pastor, who will come to your church? Let's be very sincere. The way you live your life, if you are truly a pastor, will anybody come to your church? God has to take so much to raise a man a lot of times. Look at Moses, for instance. See what he did with Moses. There are times we sit down and truly speaking, naturally speaking, we try to weigh some things. I was like, Kai, this is truly not fair. The people don't understand, but we are weighing from our heart. These are things we left. I told my wife, and I've said it several times here. I said, if you look at me, well, I'm not speaking from pain or regret or anything. But I'm not somebody by God's grace that cannot study any course in this world. I really don't think so. I don't think there is any course in this world I cannot have a first class in. Any course in this world by God's special grace. I know I'm that intelligent. There is no field, I cannot enter and become the best. So I didn't choose pastoring because I've tried some things, they did not work. So let me come and deceive people. You know, when we say those things, I think people should sit and look at the people. If you hear me speak, you will know that I'm not hungry. I'm not looking for money to eat food. That is why I entered into pastoring. If I even leave what I'm doing and go and face some little things, I'll still be a very, very rich person. So when we look at some of these things and weigh them, we're like, no, it's not. People are not being considerate. We know the kind of things we sacrifice to become ministers of the gospel. And we know that the enemy is doing all of these things just to get to our hearts. The people, it's not like they're not important to God, but to Satan that is using them, they are not that important. And I use this stone thing trying to hit a lizard, all right? For instance, you take a stone, you want to hit this lizard up there. How many of you, when you hit the lizard with a stone, you will not go to the stone and say, "Stone, I love you so much, I hold you there." Have you ever seen anybody do that? The stone that possibly hits the lizard now, they'll go and carry it and say, "This stone, you have power in you." They leave everything to the ground. The one they had tried before and the one that eventually hit the lizard is not important. What did they want? The lizard. Does it make sense to you? So, the truth is that a lot of times Satan, to get one person, will try several means. He will try several means. Well, Pastor Samuel, are men of God that important? I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. If God wants to do something in a generation, a lot of the times, he's not looking for a generation. There's one man he's looking for to just align with his purpose. That's the one man he can use to come and change. You know, lately we saw Bishop Oedipo, a father of faith in this nation, being celebrated with all kinds of gifts, assorted cars and etc. And people were shouting on the internet. They have little or no idea what it means for that man of God to stand over the years being himself. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And allowing God through him to touch a generation. There are people that understand the value of those men. They've seen what God has done in their life through those men. And they rise up, grow in ranks on the earth, grow in wealth and power, and look through time and said, "If it was not for that man that God used, I would have not been here." They connected everything to him. And one of the best days, they say, "Kai, I don't know how much money I'll gather. I don't know how all this one I'm even giving now is not enough." They carry everything. I said, "Okay, take this 1.5 billion. You are shouting, "Jesus Christ," oh, because the money can change you and your 150 generation. You can't imagine how that an entire money for a particular country that can be a budget is used to buy a man a gift. Oh God. Are you here tonight? You can't fathom that foolishness. To you, it's foolishness. But there are such men that have been influenced by those men. That sat down and said, "Even what I'm giving is because I don't really have everything it takes to really express how much grateful I am. I'm coming for more." You have not seen anything yet. 80th is coming. What will you say if 70th is like this and you are shouting? Maybe your state, they will carry it and give as a gift. Yeah, that's when your eye will be clear. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So seek to make impact. Forget all of this noise. That's why I always tell people all this truth. There are some people that will eternally be remembered. You know, one time somebody made a statement. He said, "If 5 years from now, nobody will remember Ten Hag. But 5 years from now, everybody will remember Cristiano Ronaldo if they talk about Man U. If you say Man U, the first person that comes to your heart is not Ten Hag, even though he's a coach. If you say Man U, who comes to your heart number one? Ronaldo." And somebody said, "Pastor Simon, see, you don't enter this football team. No, I don't want to be angry today. Ronaldo was wrong." No, I'm not saying he's right, all right? I'm just saying, who would they remember first? Chris, if they like, you know, they say, "Man, you tore his picture from the stadium and the rest." If they like, let them tear. They cannot erase his legacy. No Cristiano, no United. It's just the truth. United is United because of Cristiano. The number one legend of United is Cristiano. Alex Ferguson has already released the book and sent it since. So they cannot go and buy the copies and tear that part. He said his number one player is Ronaldo. He said, "All thanks to the great players I've coached, but Kai, Ronaldo is number one." I know some Messi fans want to tear me apart, but I'm the one preaching. You cannot do anything. Hallelujah to Jesus. So some of us that feel like Ten Hag was wrong, we always say it. 20 years from now, you know, we will still call Cristiano before we call Ten Hag. They know, they said they will not sack him, even though they lost 3-0 to Tottenham. We say we understand why. Misery like companion. You see, it's the shame. Because if you sack Ten Hag today, you will praise Ronaldo. And people will praise Ronaldo. So let's keep Ten Hag so that we'll prove to Ronaldo that he was wrong. But how long will you prove? You are going to lose the last match. Oh God, focus in preaching. Now we're talking about Christ. Pastor Simon, you love Ronaldo too much. True. He's not a liar. That guy, hi. That guy is my guy. Amen. I like him very well. Do you hate Messi? Never. Why will I hate Messi? But you cannot like two people in the same ratio. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Me, I prefer Ronaldo. You prefer... And you see them? They are even my sons in the faith. They still have impetus to say Messi. I did not condemn them. No problem. Messi, you are Mexico. I want to be sure that I know you very well. You say what? No, I wanted to be sure that I wanted to know how to keep my distance from you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So learn to walk in love. Learn it. Learn to walk in love. Seek to be impactful to your generation. I use Ten Hag 20 years from now. I don't want to call any gospel singer's name. But Dom Wen will never be forgotten. You know why? The songs he raised are eternal. He did not emphasize material things. He did not emphasize worldliness. What did he emphasize? The kingdom. You listen to his song till today, you may be moved to start crying. He may not have the best melody, but when you hear his songs, they push you closer to Jesus. The songs will push. I mean, we have people that can raise this kind of sound. You know the problem in our generation? We like to copy trend. People don't have the boldness to say, I will follow the path of truth. That boldness is not there. Listen, nobody follows truth and is poor. If you have that anticipation in your heart that when you follow truth, you'll be poor, it is Satan that is lying to you. He said, open the gate that the righteous nation that keepeth the truth will come in. See, there is nothing that can be done against but for the truth. Eventually, everybody will follow the path of truth. Jesus in his days showed me the way ministry should be. My goodness. A man alone against an entire nation, he won them. Just with 12 men. Pick 12 men that understood diligence. Make no mistake, Jesus had to pick them from. They were busy with something. They understood hard work, labor, and diligence. All of them were businessmen. He picked all of them. Even the ones that were not business towards light path, they were diligent in the evil they were doing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Diligent tax collectors. He picked them. He just wanted one or two capabilities. And he poured the message of the kingdom. Left, they are still terrorizing the world today. Look at what those 12 people have produced. All of us seated there with the billions of Christians on the earth. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? The same thing can be reproduced. In his days, the Pharisees stood against him. Did they win? One day I woke up crying. The Lord told me this. He said, they did not win in my days. Why do you think they will win in your days? They cannot win. Him alone against the Pharisees, he finished them. He finished them. They thought they had finished him. Crucify him. His Lord be upon us and our children. Resurrected on the third day. Didn't go to prove no point to them. Left them and went to glory. Yet, still causing havoc. Discarded them with his boys. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Oh, there, Jesus. What a mighty man he is. What a great God we serve. Jesus did not resurrect. Go and say, get those guys that said they should crucify me. Let me show them I'm God Almighty. And I said, watch me. I'm going to go into the glory in the grand style. Watch me. Touch my hands. You lied on my head. Look at me now. No point. It is difficult keeping quiet too. Even as preachers. When they hurt you, it is very difficult to come. Sometimes you are keeping quiet till the thing just touch you in the service. Pie! Then Jesus will remind you, that's not my fruit. That's not me. said, Jesus, so we should not be keeping quiet. I'm ready. He said, keep quiet. Be still. Then that is when you will know I'm God. Hey, how do you mean we should just like, yeah. How will you show that we are God? Somebody needs to talk on our behalf. He said, just be still. They've gone ahead to talk plenty things. Just be still. In fact, if you try to not be still, you become very you look more foolish than you were in their eyes. You don't know. If you do anything against what God's word said, you look very stupid before the devil. God said, be still, you are going to explain. I know Duamo, I swear. Consider make I tell you this thing. Now you are looking stupid. I truly did not do it. If you are still, you would have seen the glory of the Lord. Somehow you will cause those people to find out. They will come from far and near and say, we know you did not do this thing. In a grand style. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God will cause you to win anytime, anywhere. You can win with God. Are you listening to me? So, forget about whatever we are seeing in town. You know, the trends and the rest. And these people are singing in a certain way. Now, gospel artists are putting chain. Now, gospel artists are putting earrings. Don't put. See, wear your suit. Wear your packet shirt. Fold your hand. Carry your guitar. Sing like you have. Forget the chains. Put on your watch. Put on your shoe. Dress like a wonderful straight-headed man. Raise that song and see what God will do. Raise it and see. Who told you must look like them? You can look normal. What God needs to take over the whole world is not a look, a kind of look. What God needs is the sound, the gospel. He said the gospel is the power of God unto what? Sing this gospel, preach it. I told them many years ago, I will not look like any Gen Z pastor. I will dress the way I'm supposed to dress, but what will be speaking out there and causing havoc and bringing men to the Lord will be the words of the Spirit. Don't follow trend. Don't follow. Some of you have things that, believe me, if you rise up in the power of the Holy Ghost, you'll be amazed. Do it with the whole of your heart. Do it like you know it will work. You know when you do something knowing it will work, it will work. You want to release a song, don't do it like you are the least, just trying to release something. Sing it like there's no singer like you upon the face of the earth. Sing it from the depth of your heart. Release that sound and see. That sound will go everywhere and be calling your name. They'll be looking for you because of that sound. No jokes. Hey, I don't like what is happening with gospel music. It's an indication. That's the first sign that God is calling you to do something. Don't just stop at talking. Get into practicals. Go to the secret place. Lord, there's this pain in my heart about these trends. What do you want me to do? The solution is not talking. The solution is to replace it with the real stuff. The counterfeit with the real stuff. Raise it so that those that are doing the wrong things can look up to you and say, Kai, that's the real sound from Zion. And start coming to the brightness of your rising. Are you listening to me tonight? That's how to do things. Not just watching it happen. And I always say this. You know, sometimes when you get to certain age of responsibility, you may allow the gift of God within you to be cold. To be cold. Don't. Some people at a certain age, they allow their fire to just drain down. You know, when responsibilities start coming up and the rest, you have to now walk. You know, that thing that God has put in your life now, you just keep it as, we need to make money for we and our children. Listen, that's another temptation. No matter where you are, it is the right place for your gift to find expression. Jesus spoke about greatness in scriptures. He said, anybody that is ready to serve, the interpretation, Miles Muro explained it like this, anybody that is ready to serve his gifts to a generation will be great. There's a gift, there's a glory within you. Servant leadership. That glory God has put on your inside, serve it to this generation. There's something in you that if it is released, your name will be everywhere. It will answer the questions of many. It will solve the problem of many. And God will be glorified through it. And your life will be glorified through it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's something within you. Get it released. Allow it to find full expression. Don't just sleep to mediocrity. Allow it to find full expression. Don't just sleep, wake up, eat food, sleep, wake up. Mm-mm. There's something in you. Every one of you here, who told you God just, you are not a mistake. You can't be a mistake. Not an afterthought. No. Look at your Bible. Can you remember the woman that Moses did not even marry, I mean David did not marry her legitimately out of all of his wives. He had a child through that woman. When God was to pick, what was the name of the Bathsheba. When God was ready to pick, what was the name of that boy? Solomon. When God was ready to pick the next king, who did he pick? Now, you see, the situation may be a mistake, but you are not a mistake. In other words, two people would have just looked at themselves, they didn't like themselves, and they just played and they gave birth to you. Then you think your life is play. Your life is not a play. It's not play. You see, David just looked at the woman, was tempted by the devil. The devil fell a prey to the devil, slept with the woman, gave birth to a child named who? What then happened? Did God say that son is a stupid son? Take him away from this place. God said, no, that's the one that will be king. That's the one. I wonder what the devil was like thinking from hell. What the heck is happening here? God said, that's the one I've selected. That's the king. That's the next king. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your life cannot be a mistake. What of David? Out of all the children, he was the one, they say, go into the wilderness. Go and be rearing cattle. In the heart of the father, he was the most useless one. Believe me, that's the truth. But today, we don't even know the name of some of them. We cannot remember the name of some of his brothers. The only way we can remember is that they had something to do with David. If they never told us that the elder brother shouted for David, we would have not even remembered his name. The only person we remember amidst the children was who? David. Is David. Even Samuel came to anoint. There was one that looked like a man of God. A king. Samuel saw him. He told the Lord, certainly this is the one. God said, that's not him. He said, God, if he's not this one, then there's no... Even the father forgot. Do you know the father forgot? He said, oh, there's one of my child. He's in the... Go and bring that boy, David. They brought him. Immediately, Samuel sighted him from afar. The Lord said, that's the one I've picked. That's the one I've picked. Do the cell meeting very well. It's cell. Me, God have called me to be a nation builder. They give you cell. Mm-mm. God will never pick you. It's not a lie. I'm telling you the truth. See that if God sees how you are faithful in little, then he's seeing the possibility that you'll be what? Faithful in plenty. They give you a cell. You change it into a church. The people have become 100, 200. God looks at you and says, ah, this one can take a nation. What's the proof? See what he's doing with his cell. See what she's doing with the fellowship. Pastor Simon, God wants me to be a somebody that do podcasts, blah, blah, blah. Go and start a cell. Cell is 2, 1.5. If you cannot do this, you cannot do that. You think podcast has nothing to do with building a cell? You will learn a lot of things that will happen in that thing God wants you to do tomorrow in this cell today. Learn human management. Learn patience. Learn endurance. You will learn a lot of things. Should in case you start the podcast tomorrow and two people like it. For 1 year, you are patient. How did you learn that? How did David become a king? He learned from the wilderness. He learned from the forest. Killed bears. That's why when Goliath came, he said, forget, this guy is an uncircumcised Philistine. If you see people that pray every time, it is because they have admitted to God that God were weak people. As they are praying, God is teaching them some skills. When they come out and they sound so powerful, you think they are powerful people. They've put all their weakness to God in prayer. They've showed God how much weak they are. They are done with shouting and looking like giants. They go back, God, I've come again. They are vulnerable before God. That's why when they come out, they stand as giants before people. They talk like lions before people. That's how David learned in the secret place. Are you listening to me tonight? Forget all this fame. People, your name is not mentioned. You want Facebook like. Forget all of this rubbish. See, as you are pursuing, it's good. Sponsor your songs. No problem. But as you are doing those things, be building. A time will come, you don't need to sponsor a post. You don't need to sponsor it. As long as your face is there, even Facebook will be asking you to sponsor them. It's not a joke. Facebook will be delighted when your post comes up. More revenues. Are you listening to me tonight? But you have to pay the price tonight. You have to pay the price today. Stay with books. In a generation where people are addicted to phones, stay with books. Stay with materials. They are ministry materials. Pastor Simon, I hear the word. Have you heard it? Can you cram? Do you know it offered? If you have not known it offered, you have not known it. Go and listen. And the one you thought you listened to, go and listen again. Listen to it. A lady told me on Sunday, she said there's a sermon she's looking for. I was amazed. I don't know when I preached that message. I don't know if it's campus days or when. She said the title of the message is Free Indeed. I don't know if anybody has that message yet. Can you remember that message? Free Indeed. Who has it? Maybe you check. Anybody that has it, let me know. I told the media to look for it in one laptop like that. I don't know if they found it. All right. I'll check the other short one at home. I have another one at home. She said that anytime she hears it, she's always scared. Anytime. Now, I drew something from that. One particular message. Immediately she said that message, I remember that meeting. I remember that meeting was such a powerful meeting. Anytime she hears it, it stirs something in her heart. Are we together? So when they say faith cometh by hearing, it doesn't mean hearing new things. Sometimes you can go and repeat what you have heard again. If you can remember that message you heard that caused you to do something, go and hear it again. If it can cause you to do something that time, it will cause you to do something today. God has not changed. Keep on hearing. Now, living God's word in your particular field, what do you think God wants you to explore his kingdom with on the earth? That particular human field. Alright? I said there are two destinies, spiritual destiny and physical destiny. Some of us are lawyers, some of us are not called to be lawyers. If God has called you into law, as you are reading your Bible, when you close your Bible, when you are done, carry your material. Read it like there is no other book in the world. Are you listening to me? Read it from the depth of your heart. Is it engineering? Read it. Become the best. Don't use prayer to cover up or favor to cover up. Read it very well. Such that they call a man. They are looking for two people that are very competent for a position. They must call you. Not because of favor yet. Because of favor, you get the position. But what? What happened? You studied and understood by books like Daniel. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Read it. Become competent like Daniel. How did Daniel get to that point of even jealousy and envy? How did he get to that point? Not by, see what the fire of the Spirit and the favor of God helped him to achieve. He was not slain by that lion. But before he got to that point, because of the spirit of excellence, he admitted that he had an excellent spirit. The Holy Spirit. In a measure, we have in a fullness. In the fullness. In the New Testament. He had in a measure. And he called it an excellent spirit. He said by the reason of that spirit, he read. And understood more than all of them. A stranger in another man's land was the best. The king said, in all honesty, let's look for somebody that can really push us to the next level. And when they were looking for, it didn't matter if Daniel came from another nation. They had to pick Daniel. Why? He was the best. He was the best. Leading more than five presidents. What? From another nation. But that didn't bother Daniel more than the salvation or his spiritual destiny. He was called to be a prophet to liberate Israel. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He still focused on his spiritual destiny. I'm in this height, but I'm not here for rubbish. I'm here to legislate the removing of my people from captivity. He didn't forget what God wants him to do eternally. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Though I'm a politician, but I remember God wants me to do something. Daniel kept on searching and praying for Israel, even as a big man in Babylon. Are you people seeing this relationship? Hey, I'm a doctor now. Church does not really matter. You are even fighting spiritual things now with science. Oh, Libra Handa. Oh my goodness. That you can look at somebody as a doctor or a nurse and say you are AS, you are AS, let the marriage be separated. Not in this generation. Not when we stand up with the voice of the Spirit. Some people will say, this guy is mad. Listen, I'm not mad. I know of IVF. I know of the possibilities to make sure that you don't end up having a child that is SS. I know it will cost a lot of money. But listen to me, people of God. Listen to me, people of God. I'm not saying that CAS, just join yourselves without being sure that God is saying this is husband and wife, all right, and praying that the anointing proves that God wants you to be united by God changing that condition. I'm not saying that, all right, but what if you get married? I heard of a case, they got married knowing they were AA and AS. They got married, people of God, and found that they were AS, AS. They did not separate. They did not. The man stirred that fire of the Holy Ghost in his heart. Started speaking words. Long story cut short, the woman was already pregnant when he discovered. Speaking the word of the Lord. Prophesied. First child, what will it be? This AA. Second child, what will we want it to be? AS. They were choosing it. See, no jokes. True life story. Choosing the genotype. There's a way you can become so intelligent science-wise that when we say this thing, you say, see, you people, these church people, sometimes you will behave like mad people. No problem. We pray that you don't do that test yourself as a doctor. You are sure and got married and only to discover that the thing has changed. Then you understand what we're talking about. Are you listening to me, people of God? That is why Daniel did not just hold on to natural wisdom. He had to hold on to what? Spiritual wisdom. Little wonder, after a while, see the height they took Daniel to, but look at the wickedness of man. I explained this to you people, you people before. After a while, they ignored Daniel's gift. Daniel can save an entire, several nations. Daniel can save them with the gift in his heart, the wisdom in his heart that the Holy Spirit has put. Yet, what did those people say? Because Daniel will not bow to our God, what will you do? Cast him into the lion's den. With all this wisdom this man has to liberate over several nations, we should cast him into the lion's den. Look at how wicked the devil can be. He understood by books for several years, but because you will not bow to our God, cast him into the lion's den. Why? The man was still holding on to his spiritual destiny. I may have forfeited my natural destiny by coming to this height in the physical. But Lord, you told me that through me you will liberate Israel. So I'm still praying. I'm still praying. I will not bow to Baal. They say, bow down. I say, no. There is something I'm still pursuing. Even if I'm a politician, there is something I'm still pursuing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's something that I know God has blessed me. I've come to this height, but I will not bow. I will not bow. There's something I'm still pursuing. There's something I'm still pursuing. They say, since you will not bow, since you will not bow, the guy has seen that life is bigger than money, that the kingdom is not a function to just eating and drinking. It is all to what? Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. He's saying there's something bigger than money. They say, if you will not bow, get into the prison. We don't care your stupid gifts. We don't care all the things you have learned over the years. Get into the prison. Let lions feed on you, useless Daniel. He entered. He entered confident. My goodness. My goodness. If that story doesn't touch you, you truly have not read it very, very well. He entered full of the Holy Spirit. In a measure of full at that time, he entered with conviction. He entered knowing that the one that started this great thing in my life, and how that I've paid the price of staying in alignment with him through times of difficulty and times of plenty, will not leave me here. He was so sure. Because of alignment, he entered. And a lion became a pillow all of a sudden. They came and they peeped, only to see that Daniel was joking and playing with a lion. Why the anointing? The angel of the Lord was there. The presence of God was strong there. The lion could not do nothing. Even though the lion was hungry, their culture entails that that lion will be kept hungry. Hungry for weeks and months, so that anybody that enters, kill him. Oh, but Daniel entered that lion's den under the influence of the Spirit of God. The Bible said, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He entered with such confidence. The Bible said Daniel would turn praying facing Jerusalem. He didn't mind the position he had in Babylon. He would still turn facing Jerusalem. He was so sure of his God. He entered that den knowing that I know who I believe, and I'm persuaded by him. I know whom I've believed. I'm persuaded by him. I know whom I've believed. The one that lifted me will uphold me to the end. He was not afraid. I saw this illustration online. You are in a relationship with a lady. You cover her face, for instance. Wonderful illustration. You cover her face. There, Jesus. And You say you want to show her a gift. If you are in a relationship with such a lady, let me use Pastor. Imagine stand up. The person you are in a relationship with, Pastor K, covers your face, for instance, and want to show you a gift. Will you be afraid? Imagine they cover your face now. I want to surprise you. Will you be afraid? Why will you not be afraid? Because she knows he loves her. And she loves him. And he will not what? Do any bad thing to her, because what? They love each other. So she will trust him, walk through any distance to see the surprise. What if he's a stranger? Mm-mm. She will not even allow him cover what? Her face. She doesn't know the person from anywhere. The Bible says, we know whom we have believed. Meaning in seasons where we don't even have a clue what is happening. What is happening with my life? We don't stick here. We know whom we have believed. And we are persuaded. We can never ask God, why me? Why now? What is happening? No, we know whom we have believed. That's what happened to Daniel. He knew whom he has believed. You can see that. Persuaded, he entered. You need to read that story. He entered in confidence. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He said, even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? You are with me. Even if, meaning that it's not supposed to be enough. What if that situation comes? I'm not afraid. He's still with me. I will not say, God, I've done something for you to leave me. No. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. God is not impressed when there is no faith. You don't prove to him you are his child except with faith. He said, my people shall live by what? You live in the spirit. You live in the glory by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to live a glorious life. Now the victory that has overcome the whole world is our faith, not yes. Our faith. Daniel entered. He didn't die. He didn't die. He lived to tell the story. He didn't end there. Three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, bow to our God. No, no, no. We will not bow to your God. They were very respectful in the nation, respectful in that village, until one case came upon them that they will not eat food meant by what? Men for idols, they will not eat. It was more like a worship. They said they will not eat. Eat it! It's just food. We will not eat. We will not eat. They refuse. They will not compromise. Okay, watch them. They will not bow. Indeed, the king watched. When they played the sound, they didn't bow. They did not bow. They did not bow. And the king said, who are these three idiots? Bring them over here. Bow now as I watch you. Play the music. They played. They still did not bow. Oh king, we may respect you. But about this matter, king, we are not careful. We will not bow to your God. We will not bow. We will not bow. We will not bow. We will not bow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We can follow anything, but when it goes against faith, we will not follow. The trend may be popular. We will not follow. We will not follow. Oh, we will not follow. They refused to follow. And the king said, you idiots, you are getting into the fire. The fire was so hot. He said, make it times two. Many people close to the fire will die. Times two means even this kind of distance, they will still die. The Bible said the soldiers that took them died. But when those three Hebrew boys entered, after a while, the king wanted to go and enjoy the scene and see how roasted they were. But the Bible said when he went and peeped, he saw a fourth man with them. There were four in the fire. There was a fourth man in the fire. And they were having a conversation. They were talking with the angel of the Lord. Oh, glory to God forevermore. The supernatural is real. Are you listening to me, people of God? Don't believe it at your risk. That is why I said something one time. I said, you see this choosing testimony. That was, you see, I am not a fan of a particular slogan and etc. I will not come and teach you, say I'm a this thing or a that thing. I don't believe all of those things. I don't believe in objects bringing about the miraculous. But listen, I understand the agenda of the devil. That beyond what they are doing that may be wrong or right, Satan is trying to push a narrative that the miraculous is just useless. Now when you see a strange magic, they are doing skits now. They'll do one magic. They'll just say something funny like a miracle, trying to insult a miracle. They'll not write, I'm a choosing. Indeed, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar nation. Our type have not been seen before. They know what the devil, see, before God finds the expression, the devil is the one that will come and announce that the season is closed by this kind of distraction. I told you what God wants to do in money in these last days. That is why you see Satan trying to cause a distraction. He has not seen anything yet. When we talk about prosperity, people of God, they can insult us. See, me, Prophet Simon. People can go out there and push all kind of narrative about me, money-wise, but I know what God has told me about money. When it comes to mammon, and I will not put cold my conviction. Listen, money will be as dust. We will lend money to nations individually. And the devil will never calm this conviction. Never. There is no amount of preaching that will rise. I've seen it from scripture. He gives riches. He is the one that gives riches and power. He said in his word, the gold are mine, the silver are mine. I don't care what anybody is saying else there. The cattle above 1,000 is, he said they are mine. They are not the devil's. God can make you super abundantly what? Rich. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall know what? He makes me lie down in what? He leads me beside what? He restores my soul. He causes me to walk in the path of righteousness for his namesake. His namesake. Now, the part I love, he said, thou anoint my head with oil. He said, my cup, he did not say it's full. Oh, glory to God. He didn't say my cup is full. He said, my cup runneth over. If you put this in the NLT and the TNT, you will be so amazed, the rendition. Let's see it in the TNT and the NLT, the two of them. It said, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. My cup what? Overflows with blessings. Do you have the TNT? It said, my cup overflows. You see that? It says, you become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. All until my heart overflows. NLT, my cup overflows with blessings. My cup runneth over. Then you are anticipating not to be rich. I told you the dangers on Sunday. If you don't anticipate it, it is Satan's attack. He knows that when there's no anticipation, because God meets expectation. If you don't expect, you will not see God. You will meet God at the point of your expectation. He meets the expectation of... So if there's no expectation, will you meet God? So Satan will come with false knowledge so that you don't expect anything from God. But we are here to tell you that what the Bible said is true. In the last days, we'll understand, and we're in the last days, that the anointed people are not poor people. Listen, it will not only be the pastors. We are coming to a point. I told you, this is just the beginning. What we are building is just the beginning. We are building something that will have space for private jets. Because we know some of you will be in far distant nations. But you may want to attend service in the main branch. So you may say, Kai, I have 3 hours to meet up with church service. I may be in China, India, but I have to be in church on Sunday with my family. We'll keep those kind of spaces for you to come and park your private jet. And it will happen. It will happen. And you must know that you are qualified for it. You are qualified for it. Forget this present hunger. It cannot be compared to the glory. When those days come, oh my goodness, when you see those days, they'll say, there was one time your neck was getting slim, you start laughing, you can't even remember. He said, for the sufferings of these present times shall not be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. Don't allow the devil cause you to be double-minded, because double-minded man receives nothing from the Lord. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. But you see, even though we are expecting all of these things, we cannot compromise our faith like the three Hebrew boys. We will never bow to Baal. We will never bow. We will never bow. We will never bow, even if the whole world are bowing. No, there's a remnant in Israel. We will never bow. Or there's a remnant in Makodi. Let's make it literal. We will never bow. We will never. You are almost dying. Your mother, they want to do an operation for her. You are almost dying. The money is 50 million. A man say, if you can just lay with me, I'm giving you that 50 million. We will not bow. Looking at your mother, the doctor says it's 2 hours to her death. In 2 hours, if we don't get the money, she will die because we have to perform the operation. The allergy says, sleep with me. You say, you will not. Let God. God, if you are fake, let my mother die. Listen, you must come to that point. The Hebrew boy said, if we perish, we perish. No problem. A lot of time, if you are at the end of your faith, that thing will come to your mind. What if it does not work? No problem. Let it not work. Faith is the reason why I even said, let it not work. O King, on this matter, we are not careful. Cast us into the fire. If we perish, we perish. But let it be known that we did not bow. That record is more important. We did not bow. We have faith our God will save us. But should in case he does not, no problem. We will not bow. King will not bow. The man was amazed. Certainly, suddenly, a fourth man was in the fire. And so will it happen in your life if you stay in faith. Faith is the victory that has overcome the world. It's looking as if everything is finished. Suddenly there's a fourth man. A fourth man comes in the trial of your faith. A fourth man comes in that situation, that fiery fun, and suddenly the fourth man arrives because you stood at the end of your faith, at the zenith of your faith. You say, oh King, I will not bow. I will not bow. All mockings, people talking against, all kind of shaming, etc., coming against you. But oh King, I will not bow. If I perish, God, if this is how you want to leave me like this. Let the world know how powerless you are. But I know you are powerful, and you will not leave me like this, oh God. That's how believers talk. This is the point God is waiting for before he comes and invade you and show your generation that he is your God. He is your God. When God sees such faith like the three Hebrew boys, of course God will roar from heaven, I am their God. I am their God. I'll prove it. I'll prove it. I am their God. When Daniel stood against all odds, against all position, he didn't care about his position. Firstly, Daniel had the gift to get that position 1 billion times. He knew the person that brought him to the position. He said, no, you may have given me fish, but I know that you are the one that gave me fish. This harvest may be plenty, but I'm going to follow you. You are the source of my fish, like Peter. He left everything and followed Jesus. He left everything and followed Jesus. I will not bow. I will not bow. Stay to the end of your faith. Tarry to the end of that faith. I will not bow. It's looking as if the devil is winning. Ah, God, where are you now? Rababaka Shaba. You speak the words of righteousness. Money cometh. Everything. Nothing. Nothing. I will not bow to Baal. I will not bow. I will not bow. I will not bow. Suddenly they say in church, it's time to give. You, I beg. No, I will not bow. My faith is still at its peak. I will not bow. Oh devil, we will not bow. Our confession will still hold it fast. Hold fast your confession of faith. We will not change our declarations. We will not bow, oh King. Looking up to people, now the devil is pointing to you. Look at these people that you graduated with. See their life. See them. Because you want to see where your Jesus kept you. See where your... Oh, we will not bow. We will not bow. We will not bow. Amidst all the pictures he's creating in your mind, we will not bow. The word of God says, better is the end of a matter. And this is how God declares the end from the beginning. La Kapaya. He has given you prophecies. He has said words. But it doesn't look like it. Parataka parataka para. Parataka baya. I'm sure these are the things that Job will see in scripture that will make him to look up to God amidst his trial of faith and say, though you slay me, I will still serve you. A preacher said a story that broke my heart so much. He said every time he likes football, American football, Bill, I think that's Bill Winston or Bill Clinton or something. But his name is Pastor Bill. I think Jesus Culture is the pioneer of them. He said anytime he goes to preach and they are showing American football, because he doesn't want to miss it, he will just try to screen record it. So it will be recorded till he comes back. When he comes back, then he will check the goal line at the end. When he sees that his team won, then he will start watching the match all over. He likes watching replay according to him. He said that way he can eat anything and be watching, confident that he has seen the end. So even though it looks like his team is losing 2-0, he has seen the final score. His team won. So he's wondering, they lost, okay. But he's still happy and eating his popcorn because he has seen the end result that his team won. Then he said, this is how God works with us. He has already shown us his word. He has said, you are more than a conqueror. He has said several things about you in his word. He has said many things about you in trials of your faith. He has said billions of things. So just have your popcorn. Enjoy the scene. Do not fret. It may be tough, but you know the outcome. That you are above only and never beneath. It may seem as if you are sinking in the waters, but you have read the outcome. You are above only and never beneath. I will not declare what I'm seeing. I'll declare what he has said. I'll declare. You shall be in health even as your soul prospers. This cancer, it's time to go. You will not tarry. Every morning, you know why you still wake up saying cancer, go? You read in the word that by his stripes you were made whole. Every day you are confident that cancer must go. You don't see it gone today. Tomorrow you stand up. Cancer, thank God you are gone. Next tomorrow, thank you Holy Spirit, cancer is gone. Why are you still saying it every day? Are you not tired? No, we have seen the end from the beginning. A mighty God that declares the end from the beginning. This is where Paul stood from and told Timothy. He said, go and read the prophecies that have been said about you. He said, with them fight a good warfare. As a good Christian, he said, fight good warfare. Timothy, by them wage a good warfare. Read what has been said about you. Wage a good warfare. Why are you crying, Timothy? Go and read the Bible. Read what your mom has said about you. My children are for signs and wonders. And they say your son is SS. No. I and my children are for signs. They say your child have cancer. He's about to die. Cancer of the blood. You said no. I and my children are for signs and wonders. Oh, Rabaka Sandabaya. Lebrata Sabakata Rababa. Bando Katarabataka Baba. Porata Kapa Sababa. Jabarariata Sabatosa. Rababataka Labala. Rabata Kataya. Rakanda Pasha. Paraparataya Baba. Onda Kababa. Jabakata Larabaya. Barataka baba baba ba, sharaka baba baba ba, shaba baba baba ba ba, bara baba baba ba ba, arabada katala ba, panda bala kala baba ba, baraka baba baba ba, shala bala kala dia, repondo shoko boy, epar
Rekekonda Baraka Rapakosha Babaya Shana Mana Kambalakanda Baraka Alabanda Katabato Rapasha Babaya. We have seen the end from the beginning, and it's your word. Your word is yea and amen. Umba donda panda kanda pando tembalika parakata elatosani eshani alatos karatish paratis paradabosha shana nana 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 na panda pamba ramba paya. Le panda shala pando kababaya para takapasola baba hey, I will be still and beware, for your word is my solid foundation. I will for your word is my solid foundation. I will. For your word is my solid foundation. I will run and I won't fail. For your word is my. I will be sure and not. Woo! Shaba ba 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 ba. I will run. For your word. Ay, 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 ay. I will be sure. I will run, no. All I see is victory. I see light at the end of the tunnel, and the war of a fear. For you are all I see is victory. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Shira baba na na ya bolo ko na mayota. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Rabatasana Palakoya Panda Katasukapaya Shambria Tonsia Paya Prundia Calabria Tosi Flatko Frande Pasu Pratas Kalata Ora Tanana Nema Namba Penatala Penia Donosa Nana Nega Panela Nana Bonsa Nata Yaka Nena Baba Panda Nena Nova Ena Ne Pana Ne Pana Ne Pana Ne
Rapako shala ba 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 ba. Oh 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 ha ha. Rapako ba 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 ra ra ba 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 ba. Oh, in the shadow of your wings. Under the shadow of your thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I put my faith in Jesus. My anchor to the ground. My rock and firm foundation. He'll never let me down. I put my faith in Jesus. My anchor to the ground, my rock and firm foundation. I put my faith, my anchor to my rock. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Great is your faithfulness to me. Greatest your faithfulness to me from the rising sun to its setting. So great is your faithfulness to me from the rising sun to the setting, saying, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me from the rising sun to its setting foot. I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. I place my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my rock. I put my anchor, my hope. He'll never lie. One more time. I put my anchor, my hope and my faith. He'll never let me. Everybody sing. I put my anchor, my hope and my firm foundation. He'll never. Open my hope and my. He'll never let. Open my anchor. You never, one more time, hey, open my anchor, my hope. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.